Welcome back into a wonderful new episode of Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We have a fabulous production to be sharing with you today, really something that comes close to the heart for us. And joining us to talk about this production, we have the director and the president of the theater company, Tony Chiofalo, who's here to speak to us about Lighthouse Repertory Theater Company's presentation of Peter and the Starcatcher. It's playing May 31st through June 2nd at the Manus Studio Theater, and all shows are benefiting the organization Kids Need More. Tickets and more information are available at lighthousetheatercompany.com. We love when we get to stumble upon artists or theater companies that are continuing to give back to the community, especially in such struggling times for the performing arts. And this organization is no exception to that. They do some incredible work and they're brand new on the scene, which is even better. We're getting on the ground floor of this. So why don't we go ahead and bring on the expert of all of this stuff, our guest today, Tony. Welcome to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. Happy to be here.
I'm so thrilled that you're here. I'm so happy that we're talking about not only this great organization that you're supporting, but more importantly, this amazing show. It's such a great show. It's so much fun. So why don't we go ahead and start by having you tell us a little bit, like refresh our drinks, if you will, about what Peter and the Starcatcher is all about.
Oh, Peter and the Starcatcher is an amazing show. It is a prequel to Peter Pan, and it's a show about imagination and about storytelling, but it's also at its heart a show about overcoming obstacles and really being true to who you are and discovering who you are. And, you know, I don't want to give it all away, but, you know, throughout the show, Peter goes, he's not Peter at first. He's just an orphan boy. And this is the story of how he becomes Peter Pan. And he really goes through this journey of being an orphan and then having this adventure with his orphan friends that leads him to becoming Peter Pan. And people think of Peter the Starcatcher, they hear the title, they think, oh, this is a kid's show. It's really not a kid's show. Kids will love it, but it's really for adults and kids. It's a full-length, two-hour feature play that really has a lot of creative and clever stagecraft involved in it. And the performances from these actors are just amazing. Truly, truly amazing.
That's so amazing to hear. So I would love to know, like, how is it that you came upon this piece? There's a great, you know, connection involved in this piece that you were telling me about. So can you elaborate on that?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, look, we came upon this piece because we knew we wanted to partner with a specific charity that dealt with kids. And we said, look, what is a show that we could do that's a play with music, by the way? There is music in this play. There are a couple of musical numbers, but it's not a musical, you know, out and out, that would resonate with a children's charity, but wouldn't necessarily just be for kids. And we immediately this one came to mind, and we thought, wow, this would be great because, you know, these kids, the kids and Kids Need More, just to maybe share a little bit more about the charity, you know, they are a charity on Long Island that helps kids and families coping with cancer and other life-threatening illnesses to live a normal childhood, to essentially give them experiences so they can feel like a kid, right? Like they're not just suffering from this, you know, horrible condition. And they provide them with a day camp or a sleepover camp or a holiday cheer bus where they grant wishes, right? And they've got all kinds of programs geared towards, they're not trying to cure cancer. What they're trying to do is help these children recover their childhood, right? Which was stolen from them by this awful disease. And if you think about the orphans in Peter and the Starcatcher, you know, they have horrible circumstances. They're poor, they're forgotten, they're stranded, and they just want to overcome that. And what do they really want to be? They want to be kids. They just want to be kids. And that's what Peter Pan wants to be, a kid. And he gets to overcome those odds and just be a kid. So really, when we looked at the matchup between the charity and the play, we thought this was the perfect one.
That is so wonderful. And that really is a perfect fit. I love that. So as we're recording this, I mean, we are racing to opening night, if you will. We are under a week away. What has it been like developing the show?
Oh, the creative process is, you know, anyone who's in the theater will tell you is one of the most rewarding processes there is. Because, you know, as a director, you come in with an idea, right, of how you want the show to be, with a vision, but then you bring in these incredible actors with comedic and improvisation skills and all this, and words jump off the page to them in different way than you even might have imagined. And you just watch them work and you go, yeah, yeah. And so, you know, my job has been to sort of orchestrate it all, right, to choreograph it, if you will, but yet leave space, plenty of space, for these actors to operate. And boy, boy, do they. It's really amazing.
That is so wonderful to hear. This is wonderful. So we've touched on this great charity that your production is benefiting. But beyond that, is there a message or a thought you hope that audiences take away from the piece?
Yeah, I really think it's what I mentioned earlier, which is, you know, it's never too late to find who you really are and what you really want to be. And when you do, be true to it. You know, be true to it and follow it to its fruition. And I think that's really the message here, is one of hope, and that things, you know, can work out in the end if you stay true to yourself.
That is a beautiful message. I love that. And now we've arrived at my final question for this first part, which of course is, who do you hope have access to this production of Peter and the Starcatcher?
Who do I hope to have access to? I hope everybody comes to see it. I mean, you know, kids and adults alike, I really think that it's going to resonate with hearts and minds, young and old. I mean, I could see, you know, seniors sitting in the audience going, yeah, you know, I just want to be a kid at heart, or, you know, I've always thought this is who I was, and I'm gonna be true to that. So I really do think there's a message in it for everyone, and I really want everyone to have access to it. You know, the Manis Studio Theater is in Lindenhurst, New York. It's about an hour or so train ride from Manhattan. It's not too far from, it's convenient to Nassau and Suffolk counties for sure. So I really hope that audiences can come and see it. And again, a portion of the proceeds do go to the Kids Need More organization, and they're going to be present at the event. And in fact, Andrew, we have a camper from Kids Need More who wrote a song about Peter Pan, and she's given permission. She's since graduated. She's gone. She's like college girl now in Syracuse, but she's given the organization permission, us permission, to have someone sing that song from the camp. So we're going to have campers playing the guitar and singing this song, original song written by a Kids Need More camper about Peter Pan at the production.
Well, for the second part of our interview, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. Pull the curtain back, if you will. And I'm excited to continue to get to know you. You know, I mean, you're doing this wonderful work, but you have a long history in the theater. So let me start by asking you, who inspired you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past, or are just some of your favorites?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. My theater tastes are very eclectic, you know, and I guess you could go by what I direct, maybe the types of shows that I choose. I mean, I like the classics. It's like The Music Man holds a very special place in my heart. I think Meredith Wilson's piece is one of the most perfectly written musicals, because the same person wrote the book, the lyrics, you know, and the music. It's a pretty amazing piece. But, you know, on the flip side of that, I also love Arthur Miller. Right. So, you know, I just directed The Crucible recently, which I think is an incredible piece. And of course, I love Mr. Neil Simon. You know, we're hoping to produce a Neil Simon play in our season next in 2025. I won't give away what it is now because it's not solidified yet. But suffice to say, it's one of the most popular ones. So we're really, really hoping to produce that. So I do love a good comedy, a good Neil Simon comedy. But mostly, I just love a show that speaks to the heart. You know, and that's the beauty of this medium, is that, you know, you never know. It's like a sermon at church. You never know who needs to hear it. You never know who in the audience needs that message. And it's just a beautiful place to be.
I love that answer. I love that list. Some wonderful artists on that list, and some beautiful thoughts as well. Let me ask you, have you seen any great theater lately that you might be able to recommend to our listeners?
Oh boy, have I seen any great theater? I mean, I just saw a very wonderful local production of Enchanted April, which was wonderful. Now it's closed now, unfortunately. Actually, I think it has one more weekend. This weekend, this yeah, actually a couple more weekends at the Baca Center, Babylon Arts Council in Lindenhurst as well. That was a really, really fantastic production that I saw. I'm trying to think. Like I said, my wife and I got to see How to Get It for You Wholesale, or I Can Get It for You Wholesale, sorry, off Broadway with Greg Hildreth in it. And it's funny, the little connection there between Greg. Greg was kind and gracious enough to do a Q&A for us on the show. He was actually the original Alf in Peter and the Starcatcher on Broadway. So it was nice for him to drop in and do a little Q&A if we're going to put in our program about his experience on the show, what it meant to him. So that's really cool. But yeah, that was a great production. Really enjoyed that.
That's a fabulous list of shows there. Now, let me ask you, what is your favorite part about working in the theater?
My favorite part, and I always, this is the quote, my casts know this quote, my board knows this quote. I say, I love making dreams come true. That's what I love doing. I love to make the magic happen, and I love to make dreams come true. So I love the opportunity to set people up for success and see them shine in a role. I love the opportunity to make audiences' dreams come true, right? And make the magic happen for them as well by telling a story in a certain way that really resonates with them. So yeah, that's really my favorite part. And it wasn't until I started directing that I realized how much I love that, because I love being on stage too. I'm an actor myself. And of course, I love, you didn't ask me this question, but I'm going to give it to you. One of my favorite roles that I recently did that I never knew I needed to play. That's how I phrase this. The role I never knew I needed to play was Uncle Fester in Addams Family. And I got to tell you, Andrew, my mom had passed away recently, and in fact, during the run, during the rehearsal process, and I had to travel to North Carolina and be with my friends. Yeah, I know, I'm getting a little emotional about it too. And she always supported my theater endeavors, and she was amazing, amazing woman. But the interesting thing was, and this is the thing about theater, right? I needed that role. I needed that role because if you know anything about that role, he breaks the fourth wall. He's this extremely upbeat and exuberant character who is very positive and just wants to spread a message of love and unity. And I needed to embody that to help me get over what I was going through in my real life. And it just was an amazing, amazing experience to have that role. And if you'd asked me before that, I would have said Harold Hill and the Music Man, my favorite role. And it was one of my favorite roles for different reasons. But this Uncle Fester thing came at a time where I really, really needed it. And it was so much fun, and so much of a psychological and emotional give back to myself for being able to portray him.
That is so wonderful. Oh my gosh, thank you for sharing that. That's beautiful. And that is a great lead-in actually to my favorite question to ask guests, which is, what is your favorite theater memory?
Favorite theater memory. Oh boy, that's going to be an interesting one to think about. I mean, I guess the Uncle Fester thing, really, I have to say, being able to say that I did it for mom, that was one of my favorite theater memories right there, for sure.
That is an absolutely beautiful memory. Truly one of the best I've heard. So thank you so much for sharing that beautiful and personal memory. We really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
As we wrap things up, I would love to know, do you or your company have any other projects or productions coming down the pipeline that we might be able to plug for you?
We do. In fact, we are planning to produce the classic musical, probably known as the perfect musical, Guys and Dolls. We are planning to produce that show this August, August 16th through August 24th. I can't say more about it, but it will be here on Long Island in the St. James and in other venues around Long Island. So keep an eye out for that.
Yes, that is amazing. That is such a great show.
And we'll be partnering with another charity for that, a charity that actually is raising money to create a cultural arts center and a theater to bring the arts to their community.
That is amazing. Amazing. Look at you continuing to do this incredible work. This is wonderful. And that leads to my final question, which is, if our listeners want more information about your upcoming production of Peter and the Starcatcher or about you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you. How can they do so?
Well, the best way is to hit us on our website, which is lighthousetheatercompany.com. And then you can also email us at lighthouserepthatre@gmail.com. And if they would like to call us and speak to us on the telephone, which is always a possibility, you know, the old-fashioned way, 516-272-6597 is the theater phone number.
Wonderful. Well, Tony, this has been an absolute joy speaking with you and learning more about not only your upcoming production of Peter the Starcatcher being done by your theater company, but also about the amazing charitable work you're doing. You truly are amplifying and raising the bar of what theater can be and should be. So thank you so much for all that you do. And thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you for having me, Andrew. I really appreciate it.
My guest today has been the director and president of the theater company we spoke with, Tony Ciofalo. He joined us to talk about Lighthouse Repertory Theater Company's presentation of Peter and the Starcatcher. It's playing May 31st through June 2nd at the Manis Studio Theater. All shows are benefiting the Kids Need More organization. It's a wonderful charity. And you can get your tickets and more information by visiting lighthousetheatercompany.com. We also have some contact information for our guests, which will be posted on our episode description as well as on our social media posts. But everyone, everywhere, get out there. Come support this wonderful theater and this wonderful charitable organization that they are lending to. You can get your tickets again at lighthousetheatercompany.com. The show is Peter and the Starcatcher, and it's playing May 31st through June 2nd. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, and keep talking about the theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.